Gleason looking better every day?
We'll see tomorrow morning, but so far so good.
I mean, this is a lot different than last week at this time.
I would say.
How much different does the grass make to guys like him?
The only place really that you want him to practice is grass.
Have you guys given up more 40-yard plays than you did all last year? So given the explosiveness of this Clare offense, how big of a key is that?
Well, just from day one, it's been to control or stop the big plays. You know, we've got a number of big plays against, but we continue to work on it, talk about it, and it's been an objective since day one.
What quarters have struggled the last few weeks? Do you feel like with Cruz and Beckham that you guys can kind of exploit that on Sunday night?
Well, they're good players. You know, they're playing against very good football players as well. So, you know, we're talking about our team, you know, trying to get our team. We need to make some big plays ourselves. If you want to go the other side of the coin, you know, we didn't have but three last weekend, so we need to get into that category.
In that respect, have you had difficulty getting Victor open for those big plays? Has he like received that extra attention, you think, from defenses?
Well, I'm sure he gets extra attention. There's no doubt about that. You know, some opportunities have been there, and we've been able to take advantage of them. And like last Sunday, there weren't many.
Is that usually a cyclical thing for receivers, or do you need to see something more out of him?
I don't think it's a cyclical thing. No.
Is there something more he can do to get? He plays hard.
He does everything you ask him to do. You know, they'll come. Big plays will come.
How much does it help that this is the third time you're seeing this Chip Kelly offense? Does it make it easier for the defense, or a little more recognizable for them?
Well, you've had the experience. You've had a feel for it. I read where they felt that the officials were letting them go a little bit sooner, so they're probably playing at a quicker pace. We know exactly the number of the seconds, but we you know, we've played against it. They've adjusted. They've made changes. I mean, sure, we've played against it before.
With you, health wise, is he better, worse, the same this week?
I think he was a little better today.
Is that something you might have to worry yourself with moving forward, though, is how much he actually plays during games?
I hope not. I hope that's not the case.
When you talk about your returners, when you talk about the decision to possibly use Beckham back there, when to use Demps, what do you factor into those
situations? Time of the game, field position, all of the above.
The Eagles used to do that with DeSean Jackson. You know, he wouldn't be back there maybe early in the game, but later. Could you see yourself doing that with someone like Beckham at some point?
Maybe it wouldn't be later in the game, but I can see certainly the – I think you got to have more than one. So if we can have a couple of people ready to go, then that kind of helps you make decisions on when to use so-and-so and when to use the other person.
Position on field also, I guess, would be
yes.
A...
Yep.
Is Beckham an option at kickoff return as well?
He could be.
What was it that made him such a good returner when you looked at him, you know, college? Or what have you seen here at least?
As a returner?
Yeah.
I haven't seen much because he hasn't done much. But I've watched him in college, and he has outstanding speed and quickness, decision-making, and toughness. He was able to stay up in some situations where he ran through some arm tackles and had some decent blocking in front of him.
Can you the center is given a lot more responsibility or more responsibility in this offense. Can you talk about that and how Walton has picked up all that stuff?
Well, they've worked together the entire time, the centers and the quarterbacks, determining, you know, who to identify and who not to. And then you can always have the quarterback override. But that's where it always starts. It starts right there with the center. And no matter if it was this system or the old system, the center was still very much involved in who was the declaration.
And mentally and physically, how do you think he's doing after such an extended time off?
I think he's done well with it.
How much of a benefit has that been that you've been able to, obviously you wanted Jeff to be in there originally, Schwartz, but you've been able to start the same five guys for all these five games for you?
Well, continuity is a key ingredient, and being able to do that has helped because the communication is so important. But yeah, I think that's definitely helped us as we've grown and gotten a little bit better.
Does that continuity affect any decisions that you'll have to make when he comes back, when Jeff comes back?
Well, let's let him get back.
Has everything been good with him so far? I mean,
seems to be on schedule. That I'm not going to comment on, but he is as far as they're concerned, he's to a point now where they're doing things with him.